Hey guys, Jason from Threads Podcast. Just a little bit of warning, this is a sensitive topic. We do talk about the shooting in Texas and guns and what can be done and those kind of things. So it may be triggering. Also towards the end, I use the F word a lot, shocker. I just kind of let loose because of just being passionate about it. So this one is explicit and just wanted to give you the warning. All right, guys, enjoy the show. Hi guys, welcome to Threads Podcast, Life Unfiltered. This is episode 181. I'm not reading that title. That's a working title. We thank you so much for listening to us. I'm falling apart. This is a space for unfiltered dialogue about mental health, uncomfortable conversations, and sometimes faith, sometimes not. I know I fumbled up uncomfortable conversations. I swear on the Holy Bible, I am not drinking tonight. Mike, set us up.
You're not drinking, but you have a headache forming.
Yeah,
so
I do.
We'll blame that. So tonight, first of all, we are going to catch up after a long weekend. Jason and I didn't talk to each other too much other than one time when there was an emergency. Not like between each other, but something came up.
I'm like, thank you for clarifying.
It wasn't like an emergency, like one of us dying. Then we're going to talk about school shootings because, you know, why not? No, it's because it's a big thing right now due to Texas. And then we're going to give our own opinion on how to move forward. So we will see how that goes.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good conversation. I was just throwing it out there. You know, there might be some triggering stuff in there. Just, you know, obviously it's a sensitive topic. So just be warned.
Well, I was telling Natalie and she goes, I don't think I'm going to listen to that one.
And that's totally fair.
Because she's like, I, as a mom with mom's heart, I worry about it too much already.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear more about it.
So. Yeah. All right.
So today I learned something. Actually, it was yesterday, but we'll say today. Today I learned something, so we're going to do a new segment. It was your idea, actually, so I took it. So I found, actually, you told me about on Reddit, there's a whole subreddit.
Yeah, that's called a subreddit. Reddit's the main thing, and everything's
a subreddit about today I learned. And so I learned something that intrigued me. And it has to do with body excretion.
Oh, we had some of that earlier.
Yeah, Jason let a really stinky one. Luckily, I didn't smell that. Otherwise, I was going to punch him in the face.
Dude, it was bad. I'm so glad he didn't.
It's bad when it's like somebody else. When it's your own, it's like whatever. But so over an average lifetime, we will produce 6,500 gallons of mucus, roughly the amount contained in a large tanker truck. 6,500 gallons of mucus.
So that's hard to measure, though, because, like, I was thinking you were going to go with urine or caca, but it's like mucus. Like, how do you measure that? Like, does that mean, like, you hack a loogie out or?
Well, so it says when that happens, most of it.
Take two.
Most of it drips, drains, or dribbles down your throats unseen and unnoticed is what the article says.
Okay. Which makes sense, like at night when you're sleeping, you probably, a lot goes down.
Yeah. But still, I am with you. I don't know how they measured it. I will link this article in the show notes when I write those. But yeah, this is by a .edu too. So this is a real thing. I saw you ready to ask that question.
Well, I was gonna preface it by, before you spoke about it, to say that these all are not fact checked. Like, it could be some random shit. So, but the .edu makes it feel more.
Yeah. This is UC San Diego Health. It is their website. So I'll take that with a pretty good.
Yeah, there's probably an average thing they can figure out how much average human produces.
Yeah.
I mean,
but a tanker. Can you imagine that? Like, imagine a tanker of mucus going down the expressway.
Well, I kind of wanted to go down a rabbit hole and say how much urine we produce.
I don't know. Let's find out.
How much urine? Okay, it wanted to put, can the bladder hold? How much urine do we produce in a
lifetime?
There we go. Thank you.
How much do we produce in our whole life? Dun, dun, dun.
Holy shit.
No, it's pee. It's not shit.
All right, take a guess. Guess in liters, because this is what they put it in.
10,000 liters.
You are way low.
Really?
34,000 liters. That's enough to fill up 46 hot tubs. That's what it says.
I mean, I've probably peed enough in pools to fill up about you know,
one hot tub.
Yeah, one hot tub, maybe two.
The average person, okay, this is will excrete 135 U.S. gallons of urine in 1 year. I feel like I go way above that.
You also don't give your body time to absorb it. I think your body is conditioned to drink something and pee it out within minutes.
You're probably right. Oh, is peeing 20 times a day normal? It's considered normal to have to urinate about 6 to 8 times in a 24-hour in a 24-hour period. If you're going more often than that, it could simply mean that you've been drinking too much fluid or consuming too much caffeine. I mean...
Or you have a sensitive bladder.
I mean, I do drink 2 Monsters a day.
Oh, you're back to 2?
Yeah, I'm back to 2.
Jason Gerald.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm back to 2.
What? Why?
Because it's delicious.
But still, you were doing so good.
I know. Can a man pee and poop at the same time? I'm going down a rabbit hole. Okay, so we're doing 34 liters, and then we're gonna do poop. We're just gonna do it.
Okay, how many pounds? Would it be pounds? Would it be Valium? This will be interesting.
Yeah, how much? Let's see. Oh, geez. Okay, it's in pounds. If a man lived to 76 years old, how many pounds of poop over his lifetime?
4,600.
You're so low, dude.
Really? Again?
24,320 yeah. pounds.
Now, how often should the average person poop? Because
There we go. I clicked on that. On average, we will do 1.2 poops every 24 hours.
No way. No.
However, there is no such thing as normal, and healthy people can poop much more or less frequently than the average. Roughly speaking, we produce about 128 grams of poop each day. So you don't think that's too low?
Okay. What's the number of times that you poop a day?
It's about between 1 and 2. Most usually just 1. What?
I'm like between 4 and 5 a day.
That's not right.
I know. They said it can be higher, so it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, 4 or 5 is like triple the amount.
But didn't it say it can be much higher? Did not say that.
It said much more or less. So much more. That would be much more, yeah. I guess. Huh. And they are they like, okay, we're getting TMI. But I mean, are they like a healthy
yeah,
dump?
They're all healthy.
Damn.
4 to 5. Today
is what? Oh, I thought you meant like 4 to 5 like poops per poop.
No. That'd be hard to measure. It depends how never mind.
I know, I'm like, okay, we are really getting TMI.
We're not. This is today I learned. And today we learned a lot about what the body excretes. So
Oh, it's getting deeper. The human race produces how many pounds of feces per year?
Well, I mean, you take 7 billion times whatever number you said, so it's a lot.
640 billion pounds.
That's awesome. That's some good fertilizer for your grapes. And that's why we have all the diseases in the food that we eat.
Speaking of that, my mother-in-law gave me some grapes from up north.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about in a little bit. And she had rinsed them off. I'm like, okay, that's fine. There was like dirt in the bottom of the Ziploc.
What?
And I didn't see it till the end. I didn't eat the end grapes. I don't know. I mean, it was like noticeably dirty. I'm like, where did she pull these out of?
So like she
rinsed them off.
She bought them, rinsed them, stuck them in the bag, and there was still dirt.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Do you rinse off your...
No.
I'm terrible.
I don't do
we
it at all.
We should, though.
I know.
I mean, they're treating those fields with like Roundup safe stuff, yeah. And you really should rinse them off.
Should you rinse them or should you use... Because they sell spray to like actually clean them. I feel like a little water over it's not going to change the difference. Or not going to change it.
You don't think so with the chemical?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's actually a really good thing to look up. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to get the dirt off.
The dirt, which is good. I mean, you don't want dirt.
But I've never eaten a grape without rinsing it and thought, oh, this tastes like dirt.
But a grape is in the air, too.
That's a good point.
Why was there dirt?
Ooh.
Maybe she did it to mess with you. I would so do that to mess with you. Just stick a little bit in the bottom of the bag.
Oh, it was dark, dark.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I'm out.
Now, did it make you a little nauseous knowing you ate the grapes where the dirt was?
No, enough that I stopped, which I should have. Then I think to myself after I threw them out, I'm like, yeah. Why did I throw them out? I already ate like 15, 20 of them. Like, what's 4 more that had a little bit extra dirt on it?
Yeah.
Anyways. So we're just going to catch up after the long weekend. It was the holiday weekend. I was thankfully, my boss usually gives us every Friday and Monday off. Monday's the holiday. It's unpaid, unfortunately, but before Labor and Memorial Day. So I always get a 4-day weekend.
Nice.
So that was nice. I think I've worked one Friday since I've been there since 2008 before holiday. And that was like, we were so far behind. They're like, we got to work. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
It happened. So that was good. Headed up north with Nolte and his girlfriend, Yalen, and then Sully and Avery and Megan, and then my mother-in-law. Megan came up later and left sooner because she had to work the holiday.
The old nurse schedule.
I'm fine with it.
I know,
she's
but
she's so much happier, and I'm like, I'm totally cool with it.
And if she's happy, you're happy.
Dude, she... No, it's vice versa in our house.
Well, true.
If I'm happy, everyone's happy.
I mean, that's how it is. That's how it was in our house. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean it's definitely leveled out, but it's happy husband, happy life, at least. But anyway, so the nurse, going just real quick for the nurse's schedule. I love it because she gets time alone from the kids.
Yeah.
Like she's depressed that it's summer break coming up next week because now her days at home, the kids are gonna be here. Which again, they get to do fun stuff too, but she really enjoys those days where I'm gone. Everyone's gone. She can lay there in her underwear watching Schitt's Creek all day.
Yep. I have that with Mondays. I realized that I didn't realize my last Monday without Cam being around. I was like, oh, I didn't savor it.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet like, Megan didn't either. She has the next 3 days to savor it. Okay. She's not working the next three.
Yeah. So. She better savor every last day because it's just boom.
Yeah.
It is different, right? Even though you love your kid, it is nice to have a day with nobody around.
Yeah. So we had a good bonding time with Nolte. He has a super duper drone, and I got a little baby one. So it was fun to race him around, and we did a little obstacle course, and it was super cool to do that. It was really fun, and so yeah, I had a pretty decent time. There were some issues here and there, but
are you going to delve into any of those?
No, I'm not.
That's fair.
I can tell you about it later.
Yeah, that's fair. Anything with the boat? Because last time you left us hanging. You guys just tied the boat up while it was on stock.
So we did get the dock and the boat in.
Okay.
Everything is back to normal. There was issues. Basically, okay, let me see if I can short story this. About 6 years ago, we sued the government, the county? I didn't do it. The Lake Association sued because they wanted to adjust the water. And there was a lady near this mini dam that they set up that every time they adjusted the water, her septic flooded.
Okay.
And so she didn't want it. So they basically had to sue her or the county, basically. So they had this dam this mini dam, you have to put the boards in the spring so it lets the water rise up and you take them out in the fall. Pretty easy. It's simple. That's how a dam works. Well, someone didn't put the effing boards in. It's supposed to be the road commission, and they didn't get in until like almost the end of April. And so that's why we got stuck.
Oh.
And we didn't really realize it. We're like, it looks a little shallow, but.
Yeah.
So the boat's in. Everything's fine.
Okay.
It's still pretty shallow, though.
Okay. So it hasn't rained enough since they've put the boards back in.
No.
Oh, what a mess.
I know. So now they're going to go back to court. I just found out this weekend. And to take the dam out completely, they're going to let it just be how it is. Because everyone that had the septic field issue, they're all dead.
Okay. But doesn't that mean your lake will be low?
No, it'll just be normal.
Okay.
It'll just flex like it's supposed to flex.
Okay.
So, because that's how it was for years and years and years. Okay. So,
it's going to be less lake, but you'll know that's pretty consistent.
Yeah. My guess, I wonder if they're going to be like, awesome, we go through a drought, and they're like, maybe we should put the boards back in. So, I don't know. I eventually, God willing, will inherit that, Megan will inherit it, but we're married, so it's and my ass will probably be on the board, and it's going to be me 20 years.
Oh, that's so going to be you.
Oh, God.
You're going to be the worst.
I'm going to be the worst. There's a couple of guys that remind me of myself.
No.
Like my mother-in-law wants me to go to the meetings, and I've been to a few, but I'm like, you know what? As she's the president.
Okay, your mom.
Mother-in-law, yeah.
Wow.
So as she kind of... slows down a little bit, I probably will step in to help because she's very passionate about it. So
wow,
Yeah.
It'd be like me being a customer of your companies. It'd be terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible all the way around. I feel like we're those people.
Are you? I'm not.
If I pay for something, I want it like perfect.
But see, the thing is, like, when you're dealing with like lawn care, right?
Yeah.
Like weed control, people want that, but then they don't understand, like, this is a weed killer. This is not a weed preventer. So
yeah.
After I spray, in 3 weeks or 2 weeks, you're going to get weeds that pop up.
Yep.
So that's hard in that kind of service. Now, fixing a pipe, I have a leaky pipe out there. That's 100%, right? You fix it. There's no gray area.
Yep.
But there is for lawn care.
Yeah.
So.
See, which I think would make it hard for me, especially if I paid somebody.
Yeah.
Especially the rates you guys dismiss.
No, and they're high as hell right now. Everyone's is.
Well, it has to be.
Fertilizer is nuts.
Oh, I can't imagine fuel, too. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm glad you guys had a good weekend, a weekend away, weekend to relax.
Yeah, spent, you know, $500 on fuel driving two cars up there. I mean, you know, that's exaggerated, but it was over $200.
Yeah, it has to be a lot.
Yeah. So what about you? You went camping.
Yeah, we went camping at the conference grounds. It was going good. And then Saturday night, Natalie and I were out for a walk. Cam had taken the trash to the trash receptacle, to the dumpster.
So interrupt. I have to interrupt. You were camping. Did you have a camper there? Do you own a camper?
We do own a camper, but we had a tent there. Really long story. We have a really old camper.
Okay.
It's time to sell it. We don't have a vehicle
that
we feel confident.
I remember you talking about that.
So we were there in tent. My parents were there in a camper, which is great because then we just bring our stuff to sleep in and they have all the other crap.
Yeah.
And so we're there and he just brought the trash back and all of a sudden he's behind us on his longboard and we had just gone by a big hill and we're like, you know what, dude? That'd be a cool hill to go down. He goes, do you guys think I could do it? And we're like, yeah, you could do it. And he goes down this hill. He's flying. He makes it to where it flattens out. Come to find out, his hat was flying off. So he grabs his hat. And then he hit some rocks. We looked at this later. And some cracks. And his board started to wobble. And he did this tuck and roll after like it wobbled and he got off of it like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Did a complete somersault and landed on his feet. And we're like, that was really cool. Like, he made it. He's good. And then we could realize he wasn't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hustle down there. And all of a sudden, he has blood coming from his face. He's like, I'm going to die. I'm seriously going to die. Because all he sees is blood coming down his face.
And the face bleeds so bad.
It hurt, right? He did this whole thing. And then Natalie gets there and just we stop the we put something up there to stop the bleeding, walk him back. We get back to our campsite. And we look at it, and, you know, we weren't sure what it was, and we thought it was bone at first, but it was actually just a stone was lodged in his forehead.
Oh, my gosh.
Pulled it out, and we're like, I think we need to go get stitches. My mom was there. She's a nurse. We're like, what do you think? She's like, yeah, that's the one that they'll probably want to stitch up. So then we go to urgent care. Well, when we first start, my dad starts, you know, Googling urgent cares. We're in Grand Haven. Like,
yeah.
We found a Spectrum urgent care, the best kind. And, you know, we went there, they got us in, and we were like the last people there, sewed it up. But, man, for that moment, it was like, what in the world?
Yeah.
And I've told him, you probably are going to have to wear a helmet after this. And he's like, oh, Mom said you'd say that. I was like, dude, you wouldn't have had stitches if you had a helmet.
Yeah, I mean, I am a hard ass about a helmet in our house, and my daughter hates it. And if he had a skater helmet on, he wouldn't have had it. Helmet would have took the brunt of it, and it wouldn't have hit his face.
Yeah, well, and it was his forehead where it really was bad. He got a little scrape up here, but his forehead was the worst, and he would have been fine.
Yeah, that's what the helmet's for.
Yeah, there would have been road rash throughout his body, which he has, but nothing to bring him to
urgent care. And I'm okay at his age, if he's just putzing around on the longboard on flat stuff, I'm like, you don't need to wear a helmet. But if you're screaming down a hill, like...
Yeah.
So I have a kind of a similar story back when I was 14. Now, you probably... I don't remember which arm it was on. It's probably covered up by ink now. But I did the same thing. I was on this giant-ass hill on a skateboard, and I bailed, and I just tore my arm up. It was juicy. Didn't hit my head. Of course, I wasn't wearing my helmet
because
you know how great of a mother my mom. Yeah. And back then,
it was nothing. Well, so the reason why I'll let you guys finish. Sorry, I know I'm interrupting.
That's the end.
The reason why I don't push it is because my mom forced it back in the era when no one else did.
Yeah.
And I hated it. And I was like, this is so embarrassing.
Right.
Now, should I be a better parent and get over my own childhood embarrassment? Probably.
Yeah. I mean, Avery hates it. Yeah. She absolutely hates it. And the other day, she had to ride to dance, and she's like, can't find my helmet. And so she went without one. I was fine. Of course, I moved one thing and found the helmet. But it's important, especially when, you know, Sully obviously did not have a brain injury from an accident, but he doesn't need another knock to the head. You know what I mean? Yep. So we're just super strict about that. But
yeah, and that's what, you know, we were thankful at the end of the night. Like, and he didn't realize it, or he's a teenager, but like, you could have had brain injury really bad.
Oh, easy.
Cracked skull. Like, but he tucked and rolled like he had trained to do that.
You know, I think your body just does that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you realize you're wobbling, you have like a couple of seconds to be like, okay, I got to jump off this sucker or I'm going to die if I don't jump. Yeah.
And he jumped off and he took like three steps running.
And then went down.
And then, because he was just going too fast.
Yeah, the momentum.
But yeah, he tucked his shoulder under perfect. I mean, the fact that he had no broken bones.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, the chicks will dig the scars.
Well, that's what I told him. I was like, when I said, you look badass, he's like, he smiled and grinned. Yeah. He had that goofy grin. And again, even his teachers were like, they asked if it happened on a longboard. That's the first question they asked. And he's like, yeah. They're like, sweet. You know, it's just one of those. It's like, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
But then just the cherry on the weekend, we were heading back. So we came back on Sunday night just to hang out with my parents. We packed up our tent just so Cam could sleep at home. And we're heading home, and we came within like 2 feet of hitting a deer.
Okay.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Of all things, like, stupid deer.
So knock on wood, I've never struck a deer driving my own vehicle. One time when I worked for True Green, one ran into the side of my truck. But I mean, I drive so much. I am on the road. I mean, I'd have to look, but it's usually 30 to 40,000 miles a year.
Wow.
Between weed and feed and then my own personal vehicle.
And it's one time you've hit a deer.
And I didn't even hit it. They ran into the side of my truck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's not like I had to slam it. No, have I come freaking close like you just did? Oh, hell yeah. It's been I mean, you drive up north at night, right at dusk, up to the cabin. Oh,
yeah.
Sketch.
I know. Well, so even by where we hunt, Nellie's uncle, there's always deer you have to watch for on the road. But then you're sitting in the woods and they're nowhere to be found.
Why do they like to eat on the side of the road?
Well, I think it's just them moving, right? And it's probably nicer grass than in the woods.
That's a good point, because if it's deep in the woods, there's not a lot of grass because there's not a lot of sun.
So anyways, that was how our weekend ended. It was relaxing in a lot of ways, but also a little scary, as you see your son's head bleeding out. And
is that his first stitches?
That's his first stitches ever. He made it to 13 without stitches.
So Sully he split his knee wide open up at the cabin. He was like 3 years old, ran full tilt, hit a flower pot, and now the knee is thin, right? Okay, it's getting worse, bro. You better get ready.
You better be ready to pick me up if I pass out.
So he busted open, and I look at it. I'm like, I go, Meg, what's that white stuff? She's like, that's fat. Like, it was like, and of course, they did a chop job at, they went to the Grayling ER.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a nasty scar on his knee, but yeah.
Yeah, this one was cleaned up. The PA Spectrum did well. And anyway, so that was how our weekend ended. Thankful as parents.
Yeah. So. It's scary shit. Obviously, we're going to talk about a school shooting, and it's just scary having kids. Yeah. They're always, you just think about them all the time. Yeah. Like, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Natalie had it when we got home late that Saturday. She was just there. She goes, there's so much tension, right? And this had been the week of the school shooting and everything.
Yeah.
But we relaxed well, especially Monday. We just stayed around home, chilled out real
good.
Does
it make you feel good that you're not in a situation like this where you can have some breathing room and not suffer from losing a child or you're all healthy? It kind of makes you really like reflect a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Makes you grateful, right? Grateful. Yeah. And you know, being Christians, you know, God's provision and protecting him, and you know, was it angels flipping him over? Probably not, but
no,
it's still protection. So
that's a story for another day. If it was angels, right?
If it was angels.
Is that a really song?
No, but did you ever watch So Touched by an Angel, which is a terrible show name now, but Touched by an Angel, did you ever watch that?
No, I've heard of it, but why is it terrible? Because word touching?
Yeah, because like that's taken a whole new connotation.
like, the word touching.
Yeah, being touched.
Like touching kids, yeah, like that, like, kind of stuff. Well, like,
if somebody's touched by an angel, you're like, wait, I didn't consent to that. But it really is. It, like, as I said, I was like, oh, that has a weird connotation these days.
Yeah.
And it bugs me because there's a piece of spit on the spit screen.
I spit on mine, too.
I know. It's just, it's one of those that I can see. And it's,
you know, like, what bugs me? I got to adjust my nuts, and I'm going to turn the camera so no one has to see it. Okay, there we go.
Oh, we're going to. So we are going to transition. I think we're both avoiding this.
Well, it's your name, so I would have done it 10 minutes ago.
No, we're both avoiding it. But so we want to talk about the school shooting. Well, just school shooting in general, but we want to talk about the one that happened in Texas on, that's going to be the setup, on May 24th. So that was last Tuesday, so a week ago. If I did my math correctly and looked at the calendar correctly, it was in Texas. There were 19 students and two teachers killed. Law enforcement stayed outside of the building for 30 plus minutes. The shooter was 18, which is crazy young. And the shooter had bought two AR-15 style semi-automatic weapons and 300 plus rounds of ammo days after turning 18. So that was the Texas one. I want to kind of talk about just school shootings in general. It's hard to get exact stats, but from what I looked up, there's been 331 since Columbine.
And what is the...
Schools.
Right. So what do they consider that, more than two?
I think for that, it's just... there's been a shooting at a school, whether it's one or that.
Okay.
But Columbine, like, and I remember Columbine. I was in high school. You were just out, right? By a few years? It happened in 99.
Yeah, I graduated in 94, so...
Okay. So a few years after. So I was in... I think I was a sophomore, and I remember... Like, even the principal brought us all into the gym and was like, rules are going to change. If you even, you know, kind of like jokingly say that you're going to kill somebody. You know, like,
zero tolerance.
Kill you. They're like, you're expelled.
Yeah.
There's no questions asked. There's no, like, you can't get out of it. And so I remember that. So I'm thinking there's been 10 a year, right? If I did my math correctly, more than 10 a year since then. Here's where mass shootings. So mass shootings are four more people. We've had 214 this year.
And that's like at a church, a movie theater.
Yep. Anywhere that there's four more people shot at one time.
Okay.
So we've had 214. We're at May.
Like
this year.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. And so, and then, you know, you look at the world. And so this is where I think we're going to each have maybe a little bit different view. So this is a problem unique to America.
Yep.
So, you know, 19. Countries the most school shootings since January of 2009. It has U.S. at 288. Next one down is Mexico at 8. And then it goes down from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an American problem.
Yep.
We, for some reason, have school shooting, mass shooting like nobody else. So if Jason Gerald had a magical wand, I got to bring a little lightness to this. If you had a magic wand, how would you solve this issue?
Well, can we go through yours first?
You want to go through mine first?
Because I feel like yours have a lot of some of the same similarities. Ours are totally different.
They're different but similar?
Well, no. I have some of the... Franklin is banging at the door.
Let me in.
So what I was saying is my solutions and yours are completely opposite.
Okay.
But I like a lot of yours. So
okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
If you're against that, I'll go first.
I can totally go first. So my first one is, I think we need to ban semi-automatic rifles.
Okay.
So a semi-automatic rifle, right? You know what this is. You're a gun guy. But, right, you end up pulling the trigger once. You don't have to do anything. You pull it again. It shoots it.
So question.
Yeah.
If you're going to ban semi-automatic rifles, why don't you just ban semi-automatic handguns?
Because those have a much harder time of killing mass amounts of people because they're so much harder to aim. And they're also used for self-defense much more.
I guess.
So this is going to be creepy. So like if somebody was going to go shoot up a group, a rifle is much more accurate than a handgun.
Yeah, if you actually aim it,
yeah.
Unless you're just like pulling the trigger, then it's not any more accurate than a handgun.
Yeah.
But those AR-15s don't have a ton of kick. A handgun can really have
kick.
A kick.
And again, right, it's not accurate beyond 15 yards. It's so hard to make
a
hand, right? They're,
true.
Even like I remember going from rifles to a handgun and being like, I can't shoot at all. Yeah. So that's why I would ban that. I understand, and I understand for home invasions, for those who do want to protect, a semi-automatic pistol is what you'd want to use in a home invasion. So I'd go there. A universal background check. So when I bought my gun, I was at Cabela's, and literally the background check took like 30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah.
And there's no way that is a comprehensive background check.
No. So they're basically just running a quick...
Yeah.
Search, and then if nothing pops up, then you get it.
And there's some states where it's like your name may not have been entered in yet.
Yeah.
And it's clears. And so that, and also if you were to sell a gun to me, you don't need to do a background check.
Yes. Now that I have a problem with.
That's a huge problem.
So when I have a CPL.
Yep.
And I bought a gun off a guy, and with a CPL, you're just like, there you go. Here's the cash. Here's the gun. It's no big deal.
There's not a background check. It's not tracked like the gun. Well, more with the CPL. But like if it was just a rifle you bought off a guy, the government wouldn't know that you bought it and who was under ownership.
Yeah, but you have to register it.
For a handgun. But for a rifle, you don't.
I'm pretty sure you do if it's semi-automatic. Mm-hmm. Not for like a deer hunting rifle or a shotgun. I would say that you do have to for a semi-automatic rifle.
For an automatic, you do.
No. Automatic is totally different.
I know.
You can't even barely get those.
You can get those, but barely.
But yeah. But semi-automatic, you have to register for...
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
You're going to Google it. So I think universal background check in a gun should be tracked for life. Well, I think whether it's a shotgun or that, it should be tracked. So if I were to sell it to you, I think it should be a background, and then I should have to let the authorities know that I sold it to you.
Yeah.
I think of any gun. So anyways, we have differing thoughts on whether or not it's fine if we don't solve it. This is not a solve it show.
Yeah, I was just curious about okay, let's go back to where so I agree about universal background check.
Yep.
I'm for that. I actually wrote a rebuttals on a separate doc so you couldn't see it. But it's not even that much of a rebuttal. I'm like, yes, on universal background check. So what is a universal background check? I have a wiki on it I can give you.
I mean, there's multiple levels of that. I think, right, it should take longer than 30 seconds. It should go through all databases, every state.
Yeah.
It should make sure, like, there's nothing there. I think even with mental health, that should at least kick it so that they check into it.
But then that means it would kick it for me.
Maybe.
Yeah. But
Or like talk to your therapist. I think we'll get into it in a second. Again, and a universal background check also means that a private sale needs a background check.
Yes. I think the private sale is messed up.
Should almost be like have to go through an agency, I think.
Like at 18, he could just go buy a gun privately. That's messed up. Yeah. He can't even have a beer.
I know.
Like, and I'm pro gun, y'all. That's crazy to me. Like,
yeah. And I think both of us are pro gun. Like, I'm a hunter. I own two guns. I just think, I'll get to it in a second. The other thing is a long waiting period. I don't think, again, I walked in Cabela's. The longest part was me deciding which gun.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do I want this caliper or this caliber? Not caliper, caliber.
I knew what you meant.
And do I want that? And I was like, you know what? That took like 2 hours. And then from there, it took 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, it should take longer for me to buy that just to make sure. So here's kind of like my big thing. It should be more difficult to buy a gun than to adopt a dog.
Yeah.
It was more work to adopt our dog than to buy a gun.
Now, the adopted dog thing, that's based on the shelter or wherever you're adopted. I mean, you can go get a dog in like 10 seconds anywhere online.
Yeah.
But you want to.
But to adopt a dog, it takes way more work. Mm-hmm. Or it was way easier for this 18-year-old to buy two semi-automatic guns and 300 pounds of rifle. Or 300 rounds of ammo than it is to rent a car.
Yeah, that's another thing that's
this
crazy.
This is stupid.
Like, yeah, like they don't let you rent a car because of your liability.
Yeah.
At 20, even at 24, you're still liable, but you can purchase a firearm.
Yeah. But as you said, in Michigan, we can't buy cigarettes until you're 21, alcohol. But, hey, you can buy a gun.
It's 18 for ciggies.
I think it just switched.
Really?
Yeah, in the last couple of years. This is going to be the Google show. The show of Google. So anyways, that is where I am. I think that is the first step. Now, I think probably some of yours are correct as well, but those to me are the first steps. And because every country deals with mental health, but does not have the gun issue that we do.
Okay. I'll go back to that. So have you got gun tracked for life? Did you talk about that?
Yep.
Okay, see, you talked about stuff while I was Googling, and so I missed it. So I agree with that.
Yep.
Now, do you mean all shotguns and rifles?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's track them.
I'm fine with that, too. Yeah. I mean, fine for me. I mean, whatever. You can track them. I mean, they're in my gun safe.
And I mean, because cars are tracked for life.
Yeah.
Every time it's sold, the government knows where it is. So,
long waiting period. What's long? It's already 10 days.
For a shotgun, rifle, semi-automatic rifle, it's not.
I can't believe, I still can't, I need to know that. Yeah. I can't believe you can walk in an AR-15 and get it in 30 seconds.
That's what he did.
He bought it private party, though.
But even if he didn't, you can go into Cabela's. You could go into Cabela's if they were still open, and you could buy a semi-automatic rifle today, tonight.
Really?
Yeah. That is what's wrong, because again, a person in passion is more likely, right, to pick it up and go, right? You want to, because he bought it within a few and used it within a few days. So if there had been 10-day waiting period, big difference.
Huh, I did not know that for the AR-15. I thought it was the same waiting period as a handgun.
And this is, and I get why they did it for the handgun, but I don't get why it's not for other guns.
It should be.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with shotguns and rifles, but I would be okay with it.
Yeah.
If they said this is the new rule, I'm like, all right. I'm in no hot and heavy need to get a rifle right away.
Yeah. And if you are, there's usually not a good reason.
Right. I mean, unless you were going on a hunting trip and you were like, you know, but like you couldn't borrow somebody else's.
Or you should have thought through that before you went. Like those are just.
Like a passport.
Yeah. Like kind of like you have the passport. It was like, you know what? You got screwed because you didn't think ahead.
Yeah.
Same thing with this. I mean, and we're dealing with people's lives and not, you know, a trip. And so those to me are the first simple steps.
And I like almost all of them.
Which one don't you like?
I don't like banned semi-automatic rifles.
Okay.
I mean, if you add all these background checks to it and all this other stuff, then I think I'm on board with not banning them. Now, if everything stayed the same right now, I would say it needs a 10-day background check for semi-automatic. Any semi-automatic rifle or anything should have a background check.
What is the purpose for a semi-automatic gun for us, a common, ordinary citizen? What is the need for those?
Well, technically, a shotgun semi-automatic, too.
Some can be, but some are pump action.
Yeah,
which is not semi-automatic, right?
True.
It takes. So here's my thing. Like, so even if we were in Texas, if he would have had a bolt action or a pump action, it would have taken him. He wouldn't have killed as many people.
No. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to get gross, but I mean, if he had some pretty badass buckshot in there and just, you know.
But the chances are more get wounded and not dead.
True.
Again, because the number rate of fire, like, I mean, you can fire off 30, 50, however much your gun can hold, your clip can hold, some up to 50. You can get off those 50 shots within 30 seconds. Where with a bolt action, pump action, you can't get off that many shots.
Yeah, and I've never owned an AR-15. I've shot a few of them, and I don't even know what the legal limit of magazines in those are.
Yeah. I was looking online. Some places you can get 30, some 50. But even I've shot one with 30, and within like 15 seconds, you had unloaded the whole. And I was slow at it. It was my first time ever.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that with a handgun, too. That's why I think it should have a 10-day waiting period. It's crazy to me that they don't.
Yeah, but it's way more accurate.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 times more accurate. Like if, again, this is getting gruesome, but if you have a kid running down the hallway, you're probably not going to hit him with a handgun.
Nope.
I mean, even cops, trained cops will have a hard time.
Handguns are tough. You have to practice.
Yeah. So again, if you have that versus if you have a rifle, you aim it somewhere towards her and just pull the trigger that many times, you're bound to hit them.
That's true.
So that's where I'm just saying, like, the rifle. And then I go back to me as a private citizen. With hunting, you don't get normally more than one good shot on a deer.
No. Well, because they move too.
They're so quick.
And they're camouflaged.
Yeah. And as soon as you pull that trigger and they hear it,
they're gone.
They flinch and either you hit them and you know, they're down or they jump and they're out of there and you're never going to get a shot.
Yeah.
So, and then the only other thing I've heard from people on Facebook, I've been in a lot of Facebook conversations and actually going to have a real life conversation based off a Facebook one. They're like, well, in case the government, like, we want to overthrow the government. Like, if the government turns bad, buddy, your semi-automatic gun is not going to stop a drone or a tank or a missile.
It can wipe us out in a matter of seconds.
Yep. So, again, I go back to causes a lot of harm, and I think we have no true need for a semi-automatic rifle. For a handgun, again, home invasion, totally get. I totally get why you'd want to.
Really, you want a self-defense shotgun for home invasion.
1,000%.
Yeah.
With buckshot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best.
Not but, a slug. You're going to miss, and then you're dead.
You're going to kill your kid. Really. Yeah. Is what, right.
It's going to go through seven walls. The slug will.
Yeah. So, again, that's what I'll give to people. I get it. Home defense. It saves life.
Right. So I want to go back to the other countries.
Yeah.
For one, America is built on the Second Amendment, okay?
Correct.
The right to bear arms. And there's no other country that's built that way.
Okay.
A lot of these countries have, maybe not Canada and France, but a lot of them have dictator governments.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Some of the first ones.
And even Mexico, it's shade town over there. Yep. They're not going to allow that happen. So I think, I'm not using it as an excuse, but it's, and those countries have been around for thousands of years. I mean, thousands, but I mean, we've only been around since 1776. We're a baby country.
Yep.
So I'm not using it as an excuse. I'm just saying that, I mean, I wish the numbers were a little closer, but they're not even close. So this is what I wrote down, and it has nothing to do with the weapons, but I wanted, Mike had done the rundown beforehand. And so when I saw his, I was like, yes, those seem like reasonable things.
So I get we're based on guns.
Yep.
But other countries have had guns, had mass shootings, and then have banned them, and then they bought back those weapons. Because again, We weren't the only country with a ton of weapons. Other countries have just said, you know what, we're not going to put up with this. We're going to make drastic laws, and we'll buy back people semi-automatic or whatever weapon, their ARs and that. You don't think that could happen in America?
I don't. Okay. I mean, Donald Trump is our president, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, there's probably double the amount of guns than there are people in this country.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't want to see that happen.
You don't want to see a buyback?
No.
Okay.
I think there needs to be changes like we talked about, about the background check, but do you want to see a buyback?
Sure.
Okay. Of just what?
Semi-automatic.
Handguns?
No. Semi-automatic rifles. Again.
It's not going to solve the problem.
We did that with automatics. I mean, we made it so hard to get and so hard to even, you know, still own that. I mean, Look at the crimes. None of them have been done with an automatic weapon because you can't get them.
Well, you can. You just got to know the right people.
You got to know the right people. You got to have the right amount.
Right. That's why I say don't ban the semi-automatic rifles. Just make it just like a handgun. Don't ban them.
See, I think you got to make it like an automatic weapon.
Nah.
Okay. Anyways, that's where we disagree on that.
He just brushes me off. Like, no, he wants to go back to it, but then brushes me off. Anyways, okay. So,
yeah, sorry. Your way.
There is so much money in this country. Everyone says, oh, we're in debt. Yeah, we are in debt. When I read all this stuff on, it's going to cost a shit ton of money. But we're also funding a war in Ukraine.
Yep.
So there's plenty of money. So one of the things I think is more cops at schools.
Okay.
There should be a police officer assigned to every single school building.
Yep.
I don't care how much it costs.
Yep.
I'd pay more taxes in my county or my city. Metal detectors and things to prevent people from entering. That kid got into a propped open door.
Okay. Yep.
Propped open.
Yep.
Would he still gotten in? Maybe. I don't know. But our schools right now, and I'm sure your kid's school too, every door is locked except for the main door.
Yep.
And there's double doors to get in. They have to be buzzed in. So that needs to be a priority. People need to take it. Do your due diligence. This is not something to mess with. You know what I mean? Like, keep the doors locked. Who are you texting?
I'm no one. I'm actually writing notes.
Okay, good. Because I was like, are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. I can do too. But I
can't.
Listening. I'm writing notes because I didn't see yours before.
Okay. Better training for staff to spot mental health issues.
100%.
The Oxford shooting, those people, the administrator, the counselor, they should be charged.
Yeah.
They miss some huge assholes, and you don't mess with that shit.
Yep.
And my God, I mean, they could have prevented it that day. That gun was in his backpack in the office. All they had to do was search his backpack.
Yep.
So I think better training for staff, faster, swifter penalties. Well, I'm not going to read what I wrote that do this stuff. this shit just gets dragged out, and everyone talks about mental health, which is an issue. But if you got video of that kid doing it, take him out back and shoot him. I know that sounds super harsh. Maybe give it 30 days. Like, you got 30 days to figure this out. But the problem is, this kid just goes away. No one hears about it, right? And in 5-6 years down the road, he was sentenced to life in prison.
I think this kid was killed.
This one was.
Yes.
But in other ways, yeah. I'm thinking of the Oxford.
Yes.
And the parents.
Yep.
The parents that are still in jail for that. So faster, swifter penalties. Charge the parents. Charge the staff for neglect. You have to make it so it hurts when other people see it.
Yeah.
Any other country, you go to India, or I'm not going to name a country, but some of those countries, you steal shit, they chop your effing hand off.
Yeah.
Which is a little rough, but guess what? Not a lot of people steal.
Yeah. Or get caught.
Well.
They get really tricky.
Well, yeah. When you got one hand, they know you steal shit, and they're going to look at it.
Yeah.
But my point is like, we in America, you have all these rights, which I love. I absolutely love. If I get charged with a crime, I'm going to drag that shit to the end.
Yeah, you're
going to
hope this isn't the case if you get charged.
But my point is like, these. If you have proof, if you have video evidence that the kid walked in with a, what else is there?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You shouldn't put him to death because he has mental health? You think you're going to rehabilitate that kid? Yeah. I mean, I'm pro mental health too.
I know. We are. Yep.
I think that was it.
How about parents? You kind of talked about it with staff.
But. Yeah, charge parents and staff for neglect. Yeah. If it's proven that they were neglectful, they should be charged.
Agree.
As accomplices. Do they need to go to prison for life? No, but I think when people see people go to jail, set an example. We do that for our kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a little simpler with our kids, but I'm setting an example. This is the boundary I'm setting for you. If you lie to me, this is the penalty. And I enforce it. And yeah, it sounds stupid, but.
Yeah. So I think mental health. I was just actually at a conference with, there's a superintendent, and he said his school did this whole risk assessment of students who could use mental health therapy. And it was like 250 of their students. And they had money for like 20.
Mm.
So they had to pick the top 20 then that they were going to help. So again, I think that's a huge thing in so many areas. We have. Again, it's such a tough society right now. They are gone through so much. And again, it's from generation to generation. We need to break cycles. So I agree. I think we need to put more money into mental health because I think that's a big thing. Some notes I wrote down. Here's some thoughts I have. I think more cops, more metal detectors could work, but we've been doing that since Columbine. So my school.
No, we haven't.
Well, we've spent a lot of money. Schools have spent a lot of money. So think back when you were in school. Did you guys ever have an active shooter drill?
No.
Did you guys ever have any doors locked?
No. Nope.
So we have spent a lot of money since Columbine. We have, you know, some schools have cops. Again, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Spending a lot of money doing a shooter drill, that's not a lot of money.
No, but the shooter drills, there's how they've done the building.
I mean, okay, you lock the door. You don't spend a lot of money on that.
But they have, though. They've done, and how do we do that? They've done officers. Our country has spent, like, if you look it up, like, we've spent money on trying to reinforce our schools and trying
to. Of course.
We've done that.
But it's not worked.
It hasn't worked. So that's what I'm saying. If we keep doing it, are we really helping? And then what are we doing to the mental health? If we're doing, like, full lockdown, like, prison style in school, what are we doing to our kids' mental health?
No, that's not. It's not prison lockdown.
Where some of them want to go, it is.
Well, how?
Like you have to go through a metal detector.
Big fucking deal. They just walk through it and it beeps. Hey, bro, what do you got?
I'm going by what teachers in schools have said. It's going to feel more like a prison. And then second of all is recess. What are you going to do at recess?
That's a good point on recess.
Because again. Or if there's one door, now you're not saying this, but some are saying we should only have one door, which then is stupid because then you just set off something in the school and everybody runs out the one door. That's not what you're
saying. One door at all?
That's what some are saying.
Well, that's a fire hazard, bro.
I know. But again, but recess, I mean, again, shooters are going to figure out a way if they have the weapon.
You're right.
So this, again, I think they're good. I think they're all things we need to do because here's my thing. I think we should do all of them.
Yeah.
Let's stop effing around. Because we have our kids' lives at stake.
This one's hit harder.
Yeah.
I think people are fed up with it. One thing we haven't mentioned is our stupid lawmakers.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
So Huizenga, I'm going to name him. So Bill Huizenga, I follow him on Twitter.
I've seen your tweets.
Yeah, so he constantly bashes Biden on there. He's quick. Boom, boom, boom. After this, nothing for like 2 days. The first thing he does is some blah, blah, blah is corrupt and this. I'm like, or how about say we're going to do everything in our power to do that. But you know where he's getting money from? The NRA.
Yeah.
Of course he's not going to say something. And even on Facebook when I read, I was like, that's just like, that's just bull crap you're saying. So that's my representative is Bill Huizenga. And he has done jack shit to protect the lives of our kids. And you have to start to wonder, do you even care? Do you have a heart that says, I don't know the answer, but we're going to do everything we can. I don't care if it's your list or my list. Do one of those.
Yeah.
Fund one of those for once in your life. Oh, it's taxpayer money. Good.
Yeah, screw the taxpayer money.
You know how much taxpayer money we pay to protect him and all the other people, and yet they can't do anything for our kids.
So yeah, fuck that guy. This is going to be an explicit episode. So going back to the cop thing, do you think that would help to have a police officer in every school?
It could. But again,
Of course it could, but no, do you think it would be money well spent?
So here's my thing. Like, again, I'm putting myself in the mind of a killer, kind of based on the podcast that you made me listen to. If I knew there was an officer and where he was most days, I would just shoot him first. And then what?
Well, of course. I mean, you're gonna shoot the cop first.
Yeah, and the cop is gonna have a pistol, and I'm gonna have an AR-15, and I'm just gonna put 10 bullets.
But
in the
air. Would be better.
It'd be better than nothing,
right?
It's a step towards the right direction,
right?
But to me, I keep coming back to what is the source? The source is evil, and we can't change people's hearts,
right? And I know the source is the gun. But the people are using the gun to kill. Yep. You're not going to get rid of the guns. You have to be honest, right? You ain't going to happen.
You can get rid of, you can lower the number or the ease to get the dangerous ones.
Yeah, but you're never going to get rid of them.
You're never going to get rid of all of them.
Never.
But again, if we can lower Texas, if we could go back, right, magic pill and say, can't have a semi-automatic, maybe he kills 10. Maybe 5.
Yeah.
I know it sounds heartless, but that's 10 to 15 kids who would go home to their parents.
No, I totally agree. I'm all about more background checks. Yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I think a police officer in the school, I think metal detectors, I think arm the teachers if they want to be armed.
Mm.
You're not a fan of that?
There's so many things. Like, it could work in theory, but again, who's going to buy the gun?
Well, it should be up. Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
Who's going to do the training? Who's going to do this?
Right.
And then we don't even trust them to write or do their own curriculum anymore. We don't trust them for anything. And then we're like, hey, you. And again, who are the two?
All right. Scratch that idea.
No, but can I go there a second?
Yeah.
You had two teachers who laid down their lives for students. And yet those cops stood outside for 30 minutes.
So do you know the story behind that?
There's different stories.
So I heard the chief told them to stand down, and they were fighting. The actual ranked officers were like, what the fuck are we doing? And the other one's like, we got to listen to the chief. The other one's like, I don't know, man. We need to get in there. I would have gone in. Yeah. I would have broke rank. Yeah. I would have been like, fuck
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And again, there's all different stories. But at the end of the day, two teachers laid down their lives, and yet, cops didn't enter because it was too dangerous of a situation. And they didn't have the right stuff, even though they had weapons, they had vests. That's more than our teachers had.
Yeah.
Those teachers, again, we're going to ask them now to start shooting an active shooter.
I mean, yeah. What yeah. are you going to do?
Yeah. I know. This is why we're talking about it.
I know. I'm so frustrated right now. Not at you, just that the whole situation just pisses me off.
It is a shitty situation. And again, I think where it goes back to is, we the people need to start demanding our representatives do something. Like, again, constantly, Huizenga, it's me. What are you doing for
He's
me?
He's not going to do shit. And he's Republican.
And then it's time that we vote him out in our area. It's time to say, you know what? You do not represent us because you're doing nothing to protect our children. Because, again, this is a ongoing. It's going to happen again. Come fall, we're going to have another school shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Another massive one. Not probably this big because this is rare, right? This is one of the biggest forever. But again, you're going, what in the crap are we doing?
So to spin it on like the mental health component, how does it feel like being a parent? Because I was thinking about it all day that I knew it, but we were talking about this tonight. I'm like, what can I do? Like, should I go to my, maybe I need to go to my school board meeting. You know, the freaking superintendent puts out some bullshit thing. Like, we're trained, we're doing this. It's just, that's supposed to make me feel better.
Yeah.
No, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to change that because of this? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, it makes me want to try to get into the schools. Like, go rogue and just, like, not do anything, obviously, but just, like, this fucking door was open.
Yeah. But so, from people who work in schools or, like, it's easy to get into schools. I mean, they have all the protocols, but, again, then you have humans who break the protocol.
Or make mistakes.
Yep. They make mistakes or, you know, I even heard of a school where students want Jimmy John's brought, and so they'll prop open doors so they can get Jimmy John's.
Right, because they get in trouble if it goes to the office.
Yeah, so then they do that. And well, then, you know, you have to have somebody monitor every door, and you need doors, right, as we talked about, for fire.
So the mental health component, just as me as a father, I'm struggling to know what to do. Megan probably won't listen to this episode, and she probably doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, I think she would if I really pushed it, but it's like she's struggling with it too.
Yeah. Nailie and I did, and she came to tears a lot because she goes, if it happened at Cam's school, he'd be the kid who would help the other kids.
Yeah.
And be the one who would get killed because he's helping the other kids get out of the way. It's just his heart.
Yeah.
And it's going, what? And that just makes her go, you know, to the point of, if you're supporting this, if I see you support this, maybe my kid, the blood is on your hands.
Yeah.
Because you're not trying to do anything. But yeah, mental health. So here's really sad mental health. So somebody was, it was a TikTok, but somebody was talking to their therapist, you know, and they asked, the kid asked the therapist, you know, if she cried after this. And she said, I'm always honest with them. And she's like, I cried it because I worried about you and the other kids I know.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you don't have to worry about us. When it happens in our school, we've done all the drills and we know how to handle it. Not if it happens, when it happens.
Yeah.
We have our kids growing up in an environment that they're not saying if a school shooting happens.
It's when.
And we're supposedly the best country in the world. And our kids are going, when is a school shooting going to happen? Not if, like random, it's when.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
So nothing changes, which hasn't. Do you pull your kid out of school? I mean, general, we're also worried about our kids. Do we just roll the dice?
Yeah. I don't know. Also, I know this, and this is a stinky fact, is that out of 100 shootings at a school, only six are going to happen at a private school, which makes me feel terrible all the way around. Right. How come my kid's more protected because we scrape together the money to send them to school for some reason.
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know.
I mean, but that's stinky. That stinks for, you know, my neighbor who doesn't.
Yeah.
Why, you know, it's just so many things. And yeah, the mental health is like, I don't know. It'd be interesting to know what long-term this will do to our kids. Because it's like a war zone all the time, or worried about it.
Yeah.
And every time, like I've been part of my last job, we went into schools, and I was part of a lockdown drill. No idea if it was a drill. It's freaky.
Is it?
Especially when you don't know.
Did you know it was?
No.
You were just happened to be there?
I happened to be there, and the only person who knows is each... Well, actually, I don't know if each teacher does.
Probably not.
And so they just did it, and I was like...
What did they tell you to do?
We closed all the windows, doors, and then we had a lineup where they wouldn't see us from the door. I'm like, if the guy comes in, do I charge him and protect these kids?
Well, you do whatever you want to do.
Well, I know, but that's what went through my head. And I'm like, man, can you imagine every time as a kid in your formative years, you have that trauma? Because it really is. Every drill's a trauma.
So I'm jumping back into something I was thinking about. What if you knew as a shooter that any one of those teachers could be armed?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're off your rocker, you're not going to care.
Yeah.
Like, but if you're strategic about it, you might think twice.
You might. But you also can overpower them. I mean, a pistol.
Well, of course. I can overpower anybody. Yeah. I mean, all that can happen.
Yeah. They could. But also then you're putting a lot of responsibility on a teacher.
Well, then I guess my point is like, then ban all the guns.
Sweet.
That'll solve it.
Yep.
I'm under the opinion that more guns will, more people armed, will save more lives.
has that worked in the United States? We have the most guns in the world.
Do you know that it's a gun-free zone on a school property?
But anywhere we have mass shootings. I mean, so the grocery store wasn't, where was that crap? That wasn't a gun-free zone.
Depends on what state it's in. Yeah. If it's hard to get a firearm, then yeah, there's not a lot of people armed.
And I still go back to, we had quote-unquote good guys with guns outside of that building.
Yeah.
I think that is an American myth, because again, the rest of the world doesn't have this problem. We have more than enough guns everywhere. It still hasn't prevented that. We could, again, so that's just, again, I think that's where you and I, there's a disagreement. We both agree. Shit needs to be done.
Oh, yeah. But what can I do?
Keep bugging, stabbing all your representative. At least start with a universal background check and a waiting.
Yeah.
Like, start there. Start there that, again, it's, you can't buy at private sale without a background check.
That's so messed up.
It is something so dangerous, because even with like a car, like the government knows when I would sell my car to you, they would know.
Well, that's more of a money thing. They want
the
money.
Well, see, this is where we're getting it. I don't put money on it. I don't care. If that's what makes the government want to do it, you.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with it, too. I'm just saying the government only does that because they want their tax money.
Then start taxing the sale of a gun, like private sale. I don't care.
Yeah.
Make it so that it doesn't keep happening. So that my last thing. I want to rant on, is it is sad to me that those who most oppose reasonable or even like, again, really discussing, you know, do we need to get rid of certain guns? The most pushback I've had are Christians over and over. Now, also, I know more Christians than non-Christians, right? So like, that's biased, but the non-Christians in my life are much more, we need to figure this out.
Well, it's because most of the Christians that you know are lean right.
And I think, again, and that's over Facebook, that's over Twitter, that's over in real life. It just keeps hitting me that why does it seem like Christians are on the wrong side of every freaking thing lately? I don't know.
That's a question for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I know, but that's just where I am wrestling too. It's like, why are we not the ones who say life is precious? Let's figure this out. Why is my representative who goes to the same denomination church as mine, done nothing?
Why is he pro-life for abortion, but doesn't care about a school shooting?
Again, he thinks that banning abortion will lower it, but not banning guns. That's a whole other thing. But again, it constantly comes back to why are Christians, it just bugs me, like, why are we on the wrong side of this? Constantly, it seems.
But is it the wrong side?
It's a side that's done nothing. It's a side that has no solutions. Like, again, any of these. If Heisinger would say, I'm writing a bill and pushing a bill that will do any of these.
But why is it not, what have the Democrats done?
They've pushed through. They've passed through.
Yeah, they have, but then it doesn't get signed.
And it doesn't get to the Senate?
Because, doesn't get to the Senate, yeah.
Because Republicans. Republicans can filibuster it. Again, it keeps coming back to those getting money from the
Yeah, I feel like anyone that... If because you can track all the money.
Yep.
If they are from any gun place, they shouldn't get a vote.
Yeah.
Like, of course you're going to vote pro gun.
Yeah. Because again, the gun manufacturers funnel you money through the NRA. But anyway, so that's just my last thing. Is the faith component is super sad. That's it. Any final thoughts as we have beat this to a pulp and depressed ourselves and need to drink a shot of Knob Creek, even though it's going to mess with your fast?
No, I'm not taking a shot. That'll make it win. This wins if I take a shot and break my fast.
True, yeah. Any final thoughts?
I'm very frustrated, and I feel like I want to talk more about it, but I don't know. I need to do something, and I guess that's, you know, emailing my representative. And I'll be honest with you guys, I'm terrible. I don't know who the fuck my representative is, and I'm terrible about that.
You can figure it out.
Yeah. I'm kind of ashamed of that, to be honest with you. And I think I want to go to a school board meeting and find out. Like, I'm on board with your solutions, but I think in the immediate, right this second, the school is where it's going to start.
Yep.
That's where you can get the ball rolling. Okay, then let's work on the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think your school, how are you doing that? How are you even screening mental health? How are you?
Right.
Because the kids at risk, you know when kids are.
Yeah,
you don't always know everything, but you... Like in Oxford, like they knew that kid was trouble.
There was so many red flags for that kid.
But again, schools, oh no, he's just whatever. Like, they'll push it off. So again, I think that's a good thing to ask Granville. Yeah. What are you going to do if a kid shows these signs? What are you doing to protect my son and daughter?
Yeah.
From people who show any of these signs.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you? Other than mad at Christians again. Two episodes in a row, you're mad at Christians.
And I think that's okay. I think that's of calling us higher. And so I keep having these conversations online with people. I'm having coffee on Thursday with somebody who had a big conversation on Facebook. So we're going to talk in person. Because I think, again, it's one by one. We've talked about this many times. And then it's also our representative saying, we the people demand you do something.
Yeah.
Do something. So I think it's both and. But anyways, this has left me.
This sucks. Like, our feeling after our last episode, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
It was fun reconnecting. Now I'm just fucking pissed.
Yeah. Jason's going to flip tables now.
Not this table. Maybe I'll just knock my water bottle
out. Just knock it over, mess up your camera. So anyways, folks, we're going to end with this. Can you share the love? Facebook group, again, we'd love to even hear your feedback on this. Again, Jason and I don't have this all figured out. We're not the smartest people in the world, but let's start talking together because, again, together we can do a lot more. If you want to sign up for our newsletter, which will be coming, the May one will be coming in June, and the June one will be coming in
How about June. We just skip May?
Yeah, we're going to do a big June one before I leave to Colorado. There's
You're leaving again? You're taking another vacation?
Yeah, another vacation. Exclusive content on there. Jason has something working up for you guys, and it's free. And then there's buymeacoffee.com/threadspodcast. And soon, very soon, we'll be launching a Patreon. That video that Jason and I did was awesome. As Megan says, Jason reads it. Mike sounds like he's not reading it as much as Jason.
She never said that.
Yeah, she did.
I'll have to talk to her about that.
She's right.
She probably is. She usually is.
As always, even though it's difficult right now, keep the faith, do your work, and live life unfiltered.